Takes us number nine under petitions, the third fishing rod permit. Tom, you going to intro this one as well?
Yes, sir, Mr. Chairman. So the last petition in front of you was submitted by Mr. Dale Carter out of Elk Point, talking about the concept of adding the opportunity of a third line for fishing. And I do believe Mr. Carter is here in person. There he is. So, Mr. Chairman, we'd ask that Mr. Carter come up and have the opportunity to visit with you and the commissioners about if he would like to do so, again, explaining his reasons and justification for bringing forward this change, and then I will follow up Mr. Carter.
Okay.
Sit down?
Yes, please.
I'm Darrell Carter from Elk Point, South Dakota. Live pretty close along the Big Sioux River. And fish a lot by myself. Now I'm retired. Fish a lot during the week. Iowa has that third rod permit, and that's a boundary water right there. So I was asking for a third rod permit just to make it fair for the South Dakota people, so that we can have a third rod permit. And I don't think it'll add to taking any more fish out of the river. Most of us are catch and release guys. We'll keep a couple 2-pounders to eat now and then anyway. But so that's what I was asking for, just to make it fair with the Iowa people.
Very good. Hold on, maybe somebody will have a question for you. Does anybody have any questions for Tom or Mr. Carter?
No questions for Mr. Carter.
I don't know that we do. The petition, I'm rereading it here quickly, but it's, you're saying for that area of the boundary water or all lakes and bodies?
Well, I guess I was asking for the whole state, but I mean, I would prefer it for the whole state, but I mean, I mostly fish the Big Sioux, and that's where we're really at a disadvantage, is on the Big Sioux, especially the guys that like to fish by ourselves. And when I have somebody else in the boat, even if I had a third rod permit, we'd probably just be running two lines apiece, even if I had the third rod permit. But Iowa's had that for like 5 years, and it seems to work out good. Kansas has had it for lot longer than that. So,
okay. Any other questions?
I do have a question.
Okay, Commissioner Ressler.
Mr. Carter, do you know Nebraska? We border Nebraska as well with the Missouri River. What are its rules for more than one or two lines?
I think they just allow two.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, if there's no other questions the petitioner,
go ahead. I would just tell you that, you know, when I first read this, and even reading it again, you know, we talk about Iowa as, you know, that they have the ability to fish a third rod.
Mm-hmm.
And I assumed that was part of, was the request, is to have it in those areas where we have boundary waters, true boundary waters with either Iowa or Nebraska to keep it fair. Because I think we've made some changes to even some of our other regulations where Nebraska's concerned along the boundary waters and that we share with them. And I was thinking that this probably wouldn't be a big deal, but I just don't know statewide how that would work to have it. And so I was kind of, I was under the umbrella that you guys would have some type of a plus one to go with this to, if we were going to support, to be able to match up to Iowa or Nebraska in those cases.
So, Mr. Chairman, if I may add a few comments to this petition.
Sure.
As well. So quickly, for background purposes, in South Dakota, what we have in place right now for regulations, you are allowed two lines for open water and four lines through the ice fishing. When you look at that, in some of the close by or neighboring states, South Dakota, North Dakota, Nebraska, Iowa, Wyoming, Kansas, all allow two lines. As Mr. Carter did mention here, Kansas has the opportunity or provides an opportunity for $8.50 a permit if you want to use a third line. Iowa does offer something similar, again, a permit for that third line. I believe it's $14.
Right.
So when we looked at this conversation, we understand because it is being used in some other places. Now, for example, Minnesota is a little bit different than us in those states. They have one line for open water and two lines for ice fishing or through the ice. And so they're even a little more restrictive. Now, when we look at this and consider it with the boundary water concepts, you know, we're thinking of boundary waters with Nebraska, boundary waters with Iowa, as Mr. Carter just talked about, like the Big Sioux River. We have boundary waters with Minnesota. And so the concept of having that third line available, whether it's through a permit or just making it available, does create additional complexities and confusion factor there as well. And that was one of the items that we talked about internally, especially with boundary waters. And we do our very best to work closely with our neighboring states to try to make rules as consistent as possible. So number one, we don't put anglers or hunters or whatever the rules are about in a bad predicament or misunderstanding the rules and regulations because they differ from one than the other. And we also looked at it from the standpoint, too, of when you look at the two lines for open water and four lines for through the ice, and the two lines here in particular certainly provides an opportunity. It seems to be working very well. I specifically reached out to our fishery staff and our law enforcement staff as we were talking about this petition as well and flat out asked the question, is this something that we hear a lot about that we're missing the boat on an opportunity, or is this something that is working well and we're not hearing much about it? And honestly, the commissioners, the overall response from our law enforcement staff is we just don't hear about this. We're not asked the question about having a third line. Our fishery staff basically said the same thing, that in general purposes across the state with our boundary waters, it seems to be working very well. Every now and then, the question will come up, but for the most part, in all intents and purposes, it's been a very quiet conversation and one that seems to be working quite well. So understand the ask for this, and should this be something that would ever go forward, we need the time and to have that coordination with those neighboring states. As I just mentioned when we were talking about the snagging as well, this type of rule and regulation is no different. Coordination should exist to make sure that we have everything lined up and is going to be in concurrence and willing to work with our neighboring states. So for all those reasons, we would recommend to leave it the current structure of two lines in open water, four lines through the ice, and continue moving forward as our current regulation exists. With that, Mr. Chairman, I'll turn back to you.
Sure. Question from Commissioner Whitmer.
Yeah, Commissioner Whitmer. Yeah, thank you, Tom. On Traverse and Big Stone, for example, the Minnesota border and the lakes there, what do we have for, do we have a two line or do we low? Do we follow Minnesota's with one line open water and two ice fishing, or do we have South Dakota? Lost.
Commissioner Whitmire, I'm going to phone a friend real quick, if that's all right with you, to help
put
answer
you on
that.
The spot.
Yeah.
Hey.
And again, this is one of the challenges working with boundary waters, right, in terms of where we're following. John, Jake. My top fish staff don't even know for sure either. Sam, are you on the line? Sam Scalehouse?
Well, my objective is different. Is there?
All right. Sam, I don't know if you heard the question from Commissioner Whitmire on, so Lake Traverse up there in the northeast, a boundary water with Minnesota. What do we use? Is it the two lines or is it the one? Or excuse me, four, as in South Dakota. Do we follow Minnesota at that more restrictive level?
Anglers must go by the state in which they're licensed in.
Okay.
So South Dakota. Or Minnesota and have to abide by their regulations.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I guess with that, if we don't acclimate with what they're doing and we just kind of go our South Dakota rules on those, I'd be hard-pressed to make an exception on the Big Sioux, I guess, with Iowa. I mean, if we're following our own way on some of the other border waters, it'd be... I just don't want to complicate things. I understand, concern that the other side of the water is, 100 feet away, they can do things differently. But I think that would probably add complications to our regulations.
Any other questions or comments? If not, I'd entertain a motion.
With that, I guess I would move to deny.
Okay, there's been a motion to deny.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Locken. Discussion on the motion.
Am I allowed to talk?
Not right now.
Okay.
Seeing none, all in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Would I be allowed to petition later?
Yes.
To make it just on the Big Sioux? Because I think the way, would that be a lot more acceptable that way?
Mr. Chairman.
Go ahead.
Mr. Carter, you'd certainly have the opportunity to submit the petition if you wanted to be more specific, more restricted on a body of water or that boundary water. We would go through the same process. We would have those conversations internally with law enforcement staff, fishery staff, coordinate with adjacent states. So I would refrain from saying at the moment whether we would or would not support it at this point in time, but you'd certainly have that opportunity to submit a petition if you felt that strongly about making a specific rule or regulation change, if that's your desire.
Okay.
Tom, we've got Mr. Carter's phone and contact information. Could you have the right people reach out to him to maybe work through what the language would look like, and then I think, quite frankly, just have the palms up conversation as to whether or not the department would support it, because I know that Mr. Carter drove up to Madison and he's driven out here to Pier, and isn't just the long drives, it's taken away from his fishing time. So I don't want to have you spinning your wheels. Yeah. So.
No, we can certainly do that, Mr. Chairman, and I know some of our staff have visited with him already, but we'll continue that conversation.
I know I talked to you guys before about them jumping carp. And
I remember.
They really are a problem on the Big Sioux. I mean, I wish I could get you guys to jump in the boat with us once when they're really bad. Because you just get rained on, and there's not little fish, and they'll bump, they'll hurt you.
Yes, sir. Well, we appreciate your
time. And bust up your boat. And we're not allowed to dispatch them, are we? Like, just
can't put them back in the water.
Huh?
Can't put them back in the water after you kill them. So, you can't, catch it, bonk it on the head, and throw it back in the water. You've got to find somebody that needs a garden that
keep
needs
keep going through that same water, and the same fish are bombarded.
I'm sure, yeah. I remember your story. It's the same fish.
When the water goes down, they just congregate in little areas. And when you have to go through that area to get from one spot to the next, you just know you're just going like this, So, and I think something could be done with that. I don't think it, I know you can't get rid of them, but I think it could be controlled. I really do.
Yeah. Well, thanks for your time.
All right.